Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 11.
Borderline 11.
Y'all know what that is?
Number 11.
Borderline 11. What is that?
Borderline.
Today's episode.
Yeah. The song
7-Eleven
by Gloria Estefan.
24 hours a day.
Miami Sound Machine.
Oh, maybe.
Is it Borderline?
I don't know. No, it's not Madonna.
So, that's Gloria.
Yeah. Or Whitney Houston.
Oh, let's
whatever.
Just
let's
move
let's
on. Move on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Brian Kruger. I'm
for
with
on our debates.
Adam Conway.
Yo.
Gwen Grace.
What's up?
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
Creepy.
And the man
Why
with too much.
Why were you making eye contact with Gotti when you did that?
All the time.
And he was touching
all
his
the time. Before.
And the man with too much milk. Chocolate milk. Gotti Elka.
I did finish my chocolate.
I'm lactose intolerant.
I'm a big boy.
Ovaltine.
Here is our Elite Eight Director's Bracket. If you've been following along for the last 11 weeks, we have an NCAA tournament bracket.
Style. It's not
style.
NCAA.
It is
style.
Instead of basketball teams, we have directors.
Directors.
We split them up into the dead category, the genre filmmakers, the modern filmmakers, and the foreign filmmakers. And we've had a lot of fights.
Just a few.
A lot of fights.
A few.
My favorite is when Gotti either fights by himself.
No,
he agrees with somebody and fights with them too.
He talks himself out of his
I never fight with myself.
You have. We have it on tape.
Yes.
It's good. But it's been getting really difficult because we're now at the lead eight and there's so many good directors and we went from 16 to 8 now and none of us know who's won yet.
And we're also all really upset that we didn't give Alfonso Cuarón.
After seeing Gravity.
That was, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Somebody tried to put him in the...
So the whole story, if you listened last time, if you're just tuning in, it was between Danny Boyle and Alfonso Cuarón and we all decided...
And Danny Boyle still would win.
I said it.
Yeah. I immediately rebuttal your opinion.
So we're gonna start right now with the matchup between Stanley Kubrick and
we're starting with that one.
We're starting with
the opposite.
We'll do the opposite one. We'll do it with Christopher Nolan and Danny Boyle.
Good.
Danny fucking Boyle.
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
Boyle.
Look at how many movies.
Boyle won. Boyle won. Gotti, Gwen, and I did Boyle. The Conways, Kanye's, did Christopher Nolan.
Why?
Yeah, because that third fucking Batman film, that's fucking...
Okay. I don't know. I just think Nolan's films... They're more consistent.
No.
Boyle's done like... Eight.
Wait a
no.
second.
No,
he's done more than that.
Done so many, and he's also hit so many different genres.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like
every genre almost.
What world do you want to live in? Do you want to live in
Boyle?
Without Boyle.
I want to live in
Nolan's
the
more epic style
of
filmmaking, whereas
not true. Not true. Transpot, yes.
Of Danny Boyle.
I agree.
He's done a film
in
every possible genre, including documentary.
I like to be mind raped. And
not does a good
fabulous.
Job.
Boyle does that too.
What?
We're talking about who did Boyle
there. I was just making shit up.
He did the Olympics.
He did the London Open.
Oh, he did the London Open. That's live fucking documentaries.
I think he's doing a World War II one too.
He's done theater.
Yep,
that's
Nolan
right.
Done theater.
Frankenstein.
But this is film directors,
but
guys.
Boyle. Yeah, no, Boyle. I would take 28 Days Later.
Directing.
I would take Millions.
You know that
tax
commercial is great.
127 Hours or whatever it was.
Take that, and I would take Trainspotting over Inception, over...
No way.
Prestige,
absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
No. Over Prestige, I would.
No. Even though it's not Millionaire, really?
You're forgetting he did it with
Slumdog
Millionaire
with
Al Pacino.
It's not like it's a bad film. You might think it's a boring film, but Slumdog's a quality.
It is a quality.
Quality.
Like, I'm saying, Danny Boyle, his movies are all just...
Millions
okay.
blows away.
They're
anything.
Just not like...
I disagree.
Epic.
Disagree.
Does
the
Nolan
have
Nolan
an
Academy
Award?
Daily
Train Spotting.
Does Nolan does
no.
not have an Academy
Either.
Award.
Boyle has
one. Boyle has
one.
He wanted a Boyle
won. Now, he's been nominated. Batman was nominated one of the... Right?
But Nolan
when they just got 1 to 10. Yeah.
Yeah, but
defeated. Move the fuck on.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
All right.
I like them both. I don't really care.
Yeah. Alfonso, suck it too. Go, Danny.
Our next one.
Danny's going down.
Danny's doing really well.
Danny's going down.
And I take that back. I love you.
Our next
Danny
matchup.
Danny doesn't know.
It is Danny Boyle. Yeah. Boyle won. 3-2. Our next matchup is between French director Luc Besson and
broke my heart.
Ridley Scott.
Scott.
Luc
Besson
won.
Scott.
No! Fuck
this bullshit! I was like, how?
I'm just kidding.
It had to be. You
it was so good. Ridley Scott all the way down for everybody.
It broke my heart. I really wanted to vote for Luc Besson, but I could not do it.
Ridley Scott, everybody voted for Ridley Scott.
Yeah, I really wanted to
now, that's a guy who's done like every genre.
You just almost lost your mind there.
That was ridiculous. I really wanted to vote for Luc Besson.
He did Legend, of course.
He, of course, did one of my favorite movies.
Well,
that's on my list.
But Ridley Scott's done so much. He's done way too many. It's way too much
Alien
stuff to like compare. Luc Besson's done some really good movies, but Ridley Scott's just got so
it's a whole nother level.
Fifth
huge
element,
variety.
Guys.
It's a whole nother level.
He's a whole
you, can't be, you can't be the best director based off of one really great movie.
Exactly.
Professional Fifth Element?
And the, you know what? I,
what? Movie.
I really like the fan. Uh-oh. Didn't make your, oh, no.
Oh,
that's okay.
Didn't he do
he made Gary Oldman the quintessential bad guy.
Some really bad movies.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Zahn turned Gary Oldman into the quintessential bad
Gary.
Guy.
Gary. So Gary Oldman.
Or, yeah, let's, yeah.
He wasn't really a bad guy before then.
That's true.
Well, actually, he was in True Romance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the white Russ
Fryer. Yeah, Luc Besson, a great honorable
mention.
Ridley
Scott made Blade Runner. Move the F on.
I'm glad he made it this far. Luc Besson deserved to make it this far, in my opinion. But unfortunately, Ridley Scott just has a bigger body of work that proves he's a better director. Bottom line.
Scott's, I agree. We all vote Scott.
Except for, don't count Prometheus, though, because.
I like Prometheus. No way. Prometheus is good.
It's okay.
I like Prometheus.
It could have been a lot better.
There's a thousand.
Would you want more in it?
A better plot.
Would I want more?
There was, no, it was a good plot.
Like
there were just too many characters.
Like
there was
the
a thousand characters.
Revolves
too many plot holes.
In the first 30 minutes.
So many things left. Oh, yeah. There's so many things wrong.
Oh, wait. A Ridley Scott movie left open? Wait a minute.
What?
That's shocking.
But yeah, so Ridley
I
Scott.
I want more explanations for all the weird
Luc
things happening. Okay.
Unfortunately, we'll see what happens next week because I think... Ridley Scott might be Danny Boyle.
Oh, fuck your couch. Maybe, possibly.
We'll see about that.
All right, moving on.
That's a bingo.
That's a bingo. To a very difficult matchup.
This is really hard.
Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese. I have to go to Gadi Elkan, who hasn't made a decision.
Oh, I'm the tiebreaker?
You're the tiebreaker.
Killing me. This
so,
is tough.
Spielberg or Scorsese?
I don't know. Scorsese's fucking awesome.
But who was your childhood heart?
Both.
You know, nothing
good.
Better than watching E.T. chase with a little taxi.
There's nothing better than Goodfellas or Raging Bull. I'm going to go Scorsese because actors...
Get out of the water! No.
I think he has a better relationship with his lead actor.
No, he's lying to you, right?
Everyone
else voted
that doesn't
for
mean anything.
Everybody else voted for Spielberg except for you.
He was lying to you.
Damn right.
So
you just beat Spielberg.
Spielberg won.
Spielberg won.
So I want to hear.
I'll make an
Scorsese.
Argument for Scorsese.
Okay.
Obviously
good.
Spielberg.
Let's hear this argument.
He's phenomenal. Yes.
Did I not send you? That was the tough. I had it as a tie. I couldn't pick.
Yeah.
Yes.
The reason why I'll give Scorsese. He does jump to more ridiculous theme films than Spielberg would ever attempt.
Right.
Kung Dune on itself
Jaws.
Is more eclectic and interesting than
no
anything Spielberg has ever done in his career.
Jurassic Park?
Oh, that's
it's not
no, but
that
I
difficult.
I agree with what you're saying because Spielberg really has similar themes and similar things that he always wants to touch on. Whereas Scorsese
he always has a
kind of...
fatherless element, even though, I mean, there's you can... Spielberg is it's not one note for sure. I'm not going to say that, but Spielberg does feel like one tone throughout his career.
You do know it's a Spielberg movie. It has that feel to it for sure.
And another reason is Scorsese's relationships with certain actors outshines anything Spielberg's ever done with actors. Lincoln, he might work with Daniel Day-Lewis in the future, but De Niro and Scorsese is iconic together.
Richard Dreyfuss and Jaws.
And Close Encounters, but that's it. I mean, Richard might be the only one that's there, but DiCaprio's career is owes a lot to Scorsese.
James Cameron, actually, not Scorsese.
True, no, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, there's a reputation of talented actor.
Yeah, but Titanic's what broke him into the mainstream.
But has he worked with
him
since?
He really grew into that head eventually.
James Cameron, no, because he's not an Avatar.
It was the beach. It was actually Danny Boyle. It was Danny Boyle on the beach.
Danny Boyle made Leonardo DiCaprio.
Danny Boyle. This is, sorry, Danny Boyle.
That's true.
And the only and,
blah,
and
blah, 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 blah.
I think when you look at okay, obviously let's look at Spielberg's maybe his finest film, Schindler's List.
Really?
Okay, Jurassic the Oscars Park. Would say you're all fucking
Jurassic
retarded.
Park.
Schindler's List
definitely
is
Jurassic
best
Park.
Film.
Who
his most important
E.T.
film.
Jurassic Park.
E.T. is the only one I'd put in the same
Jurassic
argument.
Jurassic Park, Jaws.
I know why it's
Jaws.
The most important film.
Is more important than Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah.
Schindler's List is an amazingly important
It won movie. 12 fucking Oscars, y'all. It's not like a no-name fucking movie.
But it's a fake movie.
Jaws was the first blockbuster movie.
How is it a
movie?
Fake
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, Jurassic Park's based in real fact.
Yeah, because Jaws... but I think...
Well, you tell
concrete
me,
evidence
when
that
you
dinosaurs
look at,
can be remade
when you look
from
at Scorsese,
frogs.
What does he do different? He did a religious film, and he got Last Temptation of Christ. That's completely different than... anything you'd expect from... Like, Spielberg had... He didn't want to direct Schindler's List. Scorsese got offered it. Billy Wilder wanted it. Like, there's a whole bunch of... Like, he was jumped into that amazing story. I feel the same way with a lot of his films. He
Billy
falls
Wilder
into
doing.
Books.
I
now,
too.
Scorsese's done that.
Does it also,
but he's
that,
also
that's how
written
the Departed,
Mean
right?
Streets.
He's from The Departed, that
film his... Yeah, but he took, he took a Japanese story and made it extremely Boston. That was pretty well done. Like, that is a very in-depth Yakuza story
Departed
that you took.
Departed's really good, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Departed is an excellent
yeah.
switch over to Whitey Bulger and that Boston crew, and they're going to make a movie of that character, but he captured it with
this
Nicholson.
Is the lead eight. No One's Dying is a good filmmaker. It's that Spielberg's films are more, like, memorable and, like, tugging your heartstrings and stuff, I would say.
Goodfellas isn't memorable.
It is,
to
it
a
is,
degree,
but
not
Taxi
like
Driver
is Spielberg has more
think,
marks.
Like
Taxi Driver sticks with
me. It's close. It's very close.
Or Close
Spielberg
Encounters.
Spielberg is also more accessible to a large audience.
Yeah, and I think Spielberg...
I don't know if we want, like, big audience or intelligent audience, because I don't think there's stupid people that know Scorsese.
But Spielberg's
there
also more accessible to our sort of age demographic, too. I think that's one reason why we lean more towards Spielberg, is because those movies are movies we've grown up with. Versus Scorsese, you know.
But he's never jumped. Okay, he has jumped out of it. But
yeah,
like, I just. That was my only argument. Obviously, I love Spielberg.
Sure.
But Scorsese, I think, has done bolder, different material. That's
the
why
great
he's
thing
better.
Is that they're buddies.
I think
they're
Munich was.
Hugo.
Bolder.
Hugo is more bold than.
Minority Report was bold, too, I thought. So was Munich.
Munich is good.
Munich, is it? I mean, that's another.
Yeah,
it's an excellent film, but...
And Hugo's the reason why
Jewish
I didn't
story.
Vote for Scorsese, by the way. Just saying.
Hugo's an excellent film. Hugo tells the element, the evolution of film from French cinema. It's
that
one of the most
of
intelligently
great,
written...
But I didn't like the whole homeless boy thing.
Okay, Oliver Twist, you didn't like him either? Hater.
I love Oliver Twist.
Only as animals in Oliver Twist.
Also, guys, we're discounting the fact that he also made American Tail, which is a great
Spielberg
movie.
Produced it.
Oh.
Not
Spielberg's producing efforts are ridiculous.
But yeah, he did produce. Yeah,
Barry's not included.
He did write Goonies, which made me think about it.
I also love American Tale. Feifel Goes West.
Yeah,
I'll give one more argument for space for Scorsese. Spielberg is known for one look. When he's dealing with children, he looks from their perspective.
Sure,
it's a Spielberg shot. It's infamous.
Yeah,
J.J. Abrams is. Super 8, the reason why it's so good is he steals that shot. Scorsese had easily some of the best cinematographers, and his pullback shots are some of the most infamous shots. And the only reason why Quentin Tarantino is famous is because of that element. I think Scorsese was bolder in all his choices, even though Spielberg was more lovable.
Didn't Spielberg start the pullback shot before? I think Spielberg did that with Jaws.
Yeah,
like,
he did
that
the rack focus
thing.
Shot of Jaws yeah. when Roy Scheider...
Well, fuck me, I move over to y'all.
So. Yeah. When
no,
Roy Scheider is, you know, sees that the shark's out there for the first time, you know, and then they yell shark, does that rack focus?
Well, it's not shark. A rack focus, but it's
yeah,
it's a pullback.
Dolly
zoom.
Dolly zoom. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Which is yeah.
Thanks for the clarification.
Same difference.
And I'm like, worried.
That's what I was
trying to say. That's the thing. Wait, what's he still?
Well, Scorsese also did the Coco. We're going through the. I don't know if Spielberg's ever done a continuous shot that long.
No, he doesn't.
Like,
yeah, he did. World Worlds, Inside the Van. That was all one shot of them being chased.
Yes, and that is one.
It's after
he saw Children of Men and said, "I want to make that. I want to make the same thing."
Not like
he stole that from Alfonso Cuarón.
Scorsese didn't invent it, but Scorsese scene is more memorable. No one remembers that scene.
Well,
sadly.
It's such a classic scene of them walking into the club and everybody introducing themselves to the camera.
But I'm not arguing against Spielberg. Totally.
Okay.
Next.
He'll win my next round. How about that?
Well, moving on.
Moving on to another very difficult one.
Can't believe I just argued.
Directors P.T. Anderson and David Fincher.
So hard.
Fuckers.
The matchup of P.T. Anderson and David Fincher.
Fincher.
Gotti and myself voted for P.T. Anderson. Everybody else did Fincher.
You
Fincher
stupid
won.
Sons of bitches. How dare you?
I knew it. I told you that
opposite.
Was going to lose. I told
opposite
you.
Of everything you said.
Last week, I told you Anderson.
Anderson's great. He's
great.
Like three
has David Fincher made There Will Be Blood?
Yeah, you need to.
No.
He made Fight Club.
No. Oh, bullshit. He has not made that level of a film.
Fight Club.
No.
P.T. Anderson's the better director here.
By far. No. By a fucking milestone. That's not true. Fincher sees dark better than any
exact
current filmmaker.
Fincher understands what his look is.
Has P.T. Anderson made a bad film?
No.
Fincher has.
Fincher knows what he's doing. Fincher knows what he's doing.
I
want to
hear what you say.
So does P.T. Anderson. P.T. Anderson hasn't made a bad
movie. He's actually found...
Hey, that was him cutting his teeth in the feature.
P.T. Anderson never cut his teeth. He came out as a badass.
Alien wasn't... Alien 3 isn't a bad compared to Part 4. I would say.
Who directed Part 4? Exactly. They're not.
He was actually a good director. Guy did Amelie.
Yeah.
I really like him. That's good.
I'm just saying, P.T. Anderson. You can look at his stuff, and there's nothing bad about any of his movies. Like, there's so
from
quality.
Film one. I mean, okay, he doesn't have as many films as Fincher,
right? Yeah,
but Fincher doesn't have that many more.
But I feel
like
Fincher
great.
Puts he. You can tell it's, and what works in this one is you could tell it's a Fincher film, whereas I don't think P.T. Anderson really has like. He doesn't structure his characters as much as Fincher does.
Like,
I haven't
Panic Room and Fight Club, and then you have There Will Be Blood and
Social
Boogie
Network,
Nights.
Girl with Drag Hat 2.
Yeah,
Social Network.
Punch Drunk Love
was an amazing film.
Punch Drunk Love is awesome, but I would like to see maybe Fincher could do a comedy. That'd be interesting.
Has he done a
Fincher
comedy
doesn't
yet?
Step out of his boundaries like,
but
B.
he knows
Anderson.
What his boundaries are, and he works so well. With
greatest
anyone.
Director should have boundaries, in my opinion.
Or
though.
They should be really fucking good
at
boundaries.
The
boundaries.
But
then you're a genre
if
director.
They're very good. At,
then you're a genre director. Then you're George Romero. Fincher's better than that. I give him that.
But
I don't think he's...
I think he's...
P.T. Anderson could end up being Spielberg.
Sure.
I don't think Fincher could end up being Kubrick.
I completely
argument.
Disagree.
I think in
on the
30
path
years,
that Fincher's going...
P.T. Anderson will be taught in schools. Fincher, darkness levels, maybe. But strictly as a genre-style guy.
No, I don't think so.
And maybe he needs
Fincher,
to step out. He
has
time.
Been.
Social Network.
He's exactly.
He did
Social Network.
He did Seven.
He's
Game.
Done so many things.
Seven is darkness. These are darker
Fincher,
films.
Social Network.
I mean,
a
not
film.
Not look, but like
also,
Social Network.
Curious
is
Case
a dark,
of Benjamin Button.
He
is
did
a dark film.
In Zodiac.
Zodiac is an extremely dark film.
I know, but
film.
Social
Girl with Dragon Tattoo.
That rowing
You're making
scene,
my point.
The rowing scene in Social Network.
I guess we're really
ridiculous.
Forgetting the great classic that is The Game.
I just mentioned that, The Game. It's a great movie.
But P.T. Anderson's got like a feel to all his movies also. I feel like his movies don't really feel like they're really based in reality, in my opinion.
Magnolia isn't based in reality.
I feel
like it's some of the best dialogue ever written for
Yeah,
like,
but
fucking,
it's not I feel like it,
The Master?
It's,
the Master,
I,
it's
I,
a
I,
three-hour yeah. film that all it is fucking dialogue between two guys. And then
yeah,
moments
no,
of pure
really
ocean. You had a what?
I didn't like
really
The Master.
Good nap
I didn't like The Master. It did
really?
Not work for me.
I love that movie.
Gorgeous film.
The
Absolutely
part I loved
gorgeous
about it was
film.
Yeah, but
it's
gorgeous, but that's something we're talking about. We're not talking about cinematography. We're talking about directing.
I think
P.T. Anderson's a better director.
I think so. I mean, yes, Fincher stuff,
like,
but I think...
There will be
Fincher
doesn't
Anderson's
have
got
there
better
will be
performances
there's
from his
been
acts.
Tales of the length that
it uses his camera better than Fincher's
actors. That you make him do scenes like 180 times. So
that makes him a good director.
Fincher
that just makes him an asshole to work
he just
for.
He knows
could
how to get
that.
The best performance out of his actors.
Yeah, P.T. Anderson only needs two takes though, because his shit's right when it's done. I think story wise and just every film is something unique and different, and yet tackles all the emotions he's won. Thing to be said and he's going to make Inherent Vice, which is one of the best books to come out in the last 20 years.
Even though Fincher
years,
has the same...
And that'll blow away anything.
Even though Fincher has the same sort of tone in all his movies, each of his films is unique and different.
But he's had good ones, he's had bad ones, he's had very similar style throughout them. P.T. Anderson's never had that.
What's a bad Fincher Anderson, movie? What's a bad
Fincher's next
Alien 3 is not a good film. Compared to the other Aliens, it's not on this level of greatest director. P.T. Anderson doesn't have that level of a film. Period. But he also, on top of that, has an Oscar-winning film. Fincher does not. Fincher doesn't have the heights or...
He has the Social Network.
Social Network.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
You keep forgetting about Social Network.
I know, because it's Sorkin, honestly. In my opinion, when I think of that movie, it's the dialogue, and it's all about Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
If you take Aaron Sorkin out of that film, well, that film's not the same film.
You're talking
I'm
about
sorry.
Dialogue in all of P.T. Anderson's. He didn't do the dialogue in all of his movies. You're saying they have great dialogue in all the master, or great dialogue between two people. That's not directing. That's not a director. That's someone that wrote the dialogue.
But he doesn't have a writer that's more well-known, or his taste is his writer's taste. Sorkin's taste is his own. Fincher just made beautifulness on top of it. It's not
Fincher took it and made
P.T.
it his own,
working
for sure.
with...
Like, it would have been a whole different... If P.T. Anderson did the Social Network...
And I do think P.T. wrote more than Fincher. He wrote his first one, Heart 8. That's him.
Yeah.
Like, he's written a lot more than Fincher ever has.
Can you confirm that?
We can IMDb it, I'm sure.
We'll move on while you're looking it up.
This is fun, though. I didn't know we had to IMDb it. This would be cool.
Our next matchup is between Mel Brooks and Guillermo del Toro, which I'll go to Adam right now, who has
no.
his mind.
If you don't fucking say...
Actually, P.T. Anderson did write The Master, There Will Be Blood, and Punch Drunk Love.
All in your faces.
I voted with you.
So that's also something to talk about, too, is that he only very successful as a writer-director. Can he not take somebody else's work and make
and
it...
Adapt it.
Boogie Nights?
He wrote Boogie Nights.
He wrote Magnolia?
He wrote
Magnolia.
All right, well, he doesn't need anyone to fucking write his shit because he's that brilliant.
And he's married to Maya Rudolph. But I still say that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Fincher's got it. Fincher's a great director, but I just don't see it.
He's married to Maya Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonder if he
they
showed up
like
on
children.
Set to like Bridesmaid or something.
He did, and he also.
There
Only Beloved
was a great
her.
Movie, but
okay.
I think.
Too.
And so I like. I enjoy Boogie Nights too.
And don't get me wrong. Fight Club is on a level close.
Exactly. I feel. I just feel like. I enjoy Fincher's movies better than I enjoy Anderson's movies.
And it's weird how I don't listen to Social Network or think of that as immediately Fincher.
Because you're right, he does get overshadowed by Sorkin, because Sorkin's such a powerful screenwriter, for sure. But I feel like Fincher still has his voice in there. If you watch it...
When they're doing In the Room, when it cuts around them, that's all Fincher.
It's all Fincher, exactly.
So that's a good argument. I'm glad Fincher moved on, as much as I am sad.
It's going to be tough
next round.
Yeah. So Fincher.
Spielberg.
Fincher won. All right, moving on.
As much as it,
Mel Brooks and
Brooks,
Mel Brooks and Guillermo del Toro match up.
And Adam, as much as it pains me, I love Mel Brooks.
You're stupid.
I'm going to go with del Toro.
Stop it.
Okay.
Why?
I'm going with del Toro.
Hold on. Wait a second. Picked del Toro. Everybody else picked Brooks.
I really wanted
Thank
to
Thank you for doing that to him now. Awesome!
I really
got the only asshole.
He's so
Thank God.
I love Mel Brooks.
I love Mel Brooks.
Blazing Saddles and
Baseballs. This is the genre category.
This
right?
is the genre category,
and that's where the only reason I was like Del Toro. I like him so much. I wanted to vote for him, but I don't feel like he has completely created a whole genre.
And what's a world we live in without Mel Brooks?
Mel Brooks. You can't
like,
live
you
in a world without
yeah.
Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks has created...
He is comedy.
A series,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He is an embodiment of a comedy that anyone can enjoy.
You can ask any decent human
I'll give
being
you one argument for Del Toro, though.
Brooks' movies are in the top comedies.
He's great.
He does take...
His style. He
His style is only his style.
Yeah.
Devil's Backbone?
Oh,
could Mel
great.
Brooks make Devil's Backbone?
No, not at all. Mel Brooks can't make anything
but
then
comedy. Again, I don't think Guillermo could do something interesting in Spaceballs. But
for sure, I feel like if we came back maybe in like 10 years after Del Toro's made a few more movies, they might shift. But I feel like Del Toro is on his way to becoming one of the greatest directors, but he's not there yet.
Yeah, he's no.
Is Pacific Rim a step down or step up?
I love Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim is a great.
Just step down for Pan's Labyrinth.
But no, I would say
the
it's
look,
a great chance.
The look is good, but the acting is terrible.
But it's also a really good entry for him into the mainstream.
They try and block
right.
Yeah,
because
it proves that he's
been
making
small movies
yeah.
for himself.
Yeah.
And, like, pans
and he has
like
1,000
help,
projects
but
in the works.
Yes,
he
does.
He has endless potential.
It's
like
Soda Smell.
It's like it was like the game for
he's like 96.
You know,
him and Carl Reiner.
His way.
Smell doesn't have to keep working. He's done.
Yeah, he's done.
He's producing.
Yeah,
like a lot of quality.
The producers.
Oh, he's producing.
No.
Yeah.
He produces serious films more than comedy.
It was a tough decision, but I guess I lost, and I'm fine with that.
Now you
Brooks
know what it's like.
Can't go wrong with Mel Brooks.
No, you can't.
It's.
We're doing pizza right after.
We can do whatever. Pizza the Hut.
Right. Every time I think it's baseball, I'm like pizza.
Pizza.
And I'm like,
huh, that's like the grossest.
You taste good, boss.
I was
good.
I was turned off from pizza after I saw Pizza the Hut. The
we found him in his car
and
he
gross
ate himself
to death. It's the grossest thing.
I think it's
all right. All right. Moving on.
It's like when you watch.
There's a matchup between two other genre
there's
filmmakers. George Romero, the godfather of zombies, and
that's
John Carpenter.
God, he was completely
there's no way Carpenter didn't win, right?
John Carpenter all the way down.
Yes. And he called him, he's like so mad about Romero last
Romero shouldn't
time.
Have made it this far.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I don't agree.
I'm sorry.
About what?
About Romero.
Because Sidney should have made it this far.
Obviously Carpenter's better, but I'm just saying I don't agree with that.
I remember last week it should have been whoever I had instead of Romero.
Thank
last
you.
Time.
We don't even remember.
Exactly.
Who
was? Carpenter. Carpenter deserves
who was
to
it
win.
Last week?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it the other weird... Name guy?
Wait, you sent
they're no longer on the list. They don't matter anymore.
You sent
exactly.
a
they're
text
not
message
anymore.
So we can
there's no
look
directors.
It up.
We can look it up.
But I think Carpenter, I mean,
he's
even
great.
Though he hasn't made a lot of movies recently,
right.
His movies are still really solid.
Big Trouble in Little China. Reason
Halloween?
The thing.
Halloween
The
God.
Thing?
Oh, so good.
No They Live?
Yeah.
No
the
God.
Fog?
Oh.
Didn't he do The Fly, too?
That's not John
no,
Carpenter.
That's
no, that's...
Is it Cronenberg?
Cronenberg.
He beat Lynch! Such bullshit!
That's not a genre.
David Lynch
genre.
Is the bomb! Y'all are fucking retarded!
I was talking about
Buddy, come
now.
Oh.
We passed this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
not
passing
this, guys.
Now we're an easy.
But Carpenter, we
easy.
Love George
Carpenter.
Romero. He's awesome.
Yeah,
just,
great.
Carpenter,
yeah,
I'd rather.
He
zombies.
Wanted zombies, but
zombies
I think Carpenter just, yeah, he's a broader audience. And he did, he's got a unique horror twist that everyone can enjoy. The thing and little
he writes his own scores.
Ooh!
All right, now to our dead filmmaker category. It was a very difficult one. It was between the great Sergio Leone and John Hughes.
So hard,
so tough.
John Hughes
John
won
so
all
easy.
The way down.
John Hughes,
because who wants to live in a world without
he's
John
our,
exactly?
He's our childhood,
and like I said earlier, exactly. We grew up with John Hughes movies, and that's why I think.
Well, it's not
they,
only he's one of
the
only
brain.
Filmmakers
he's,
that really got a. A kid and a teen
you can relate
voice
to.
Out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's something every kid
even have his life
growing up in the
80s
and 90s can relate to his movies.
Yep.
And bottom line, and that stays with you. Home Alone,
Boom,
Breakfast Club,
Where
Science,
is
Science, Ferris Bueller.
Bueller.
Exactly.
Curly Sue,
list goes on.
Planes,
oh,
Trains,
oh,
and Automobiles.
Uncle Buck.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Dutch.
Christmas Vacation.
Exactly.
Well,
he wrote it.
He wrote it. He did the original Vacation, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
He wrote both of them.
He didn't
direct either.
He didn't.
He's only directed 8 films or 9 films.
Nonsense.
He's only he's written like 25.
Yeah, he had written.
But he only directed
Beethoven's second
8 films. He didn't direct it.
And he wrote it.
I'm looking this up cuz I think he did more
than.
Did
he do Midnight Run? No, right?
No.
I love
he's
it.
More
Leon
than
did a big, you know, big part for
I think he's only directed 8 films. But
who John
I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Like, he wrote more
Sergio
than...
Sergio Leone's only directed, like, 5, right?
Yeah, you're right. He only did direct 8 films.
But Sergio's only made, yeah,
only,
like, 11, and 5 of them are Italians we've never seen.
Yeah.
He did only direct 8 films. It's crazy.
Now, look at how much he wrote, though.
45,
I mean, he's
yeah.
known
yeah.
for writing, period.
Beethoven, yes.
Because he did Some Kind of Wonderful,
he,
right?
It's probably a good script.
He wrote that also?
16 Candles, Breakfast Club,
Pretty
Weird
Pink.
Science, She's Having a Baby, which nobody really mentions.
Pretty in Pink, Some
Pretty
Kind
in
of
Pink.
Wonderful.
He didn't do Pretty in Pink. He didn't direct it.
He wrote it.
He wrote it, yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't matter for what he directed.
We don't even know who directed most of the films he wrote. That shows you how
yeah,
good of
Hughes
a fucking
movie.
Director he is, yeah.
He, yeah.
So John Hughes.
It doesn't matter. John Hughes, for the 8 films he did direct, you can't go wrong.
All right. John
Hughes.
Yeah.
He defined our generation growing up.
Dark horse pick to win the whole thing, maybe?
Yes.
All right. And our last one of the Elite Hope Eight was between
Gotti, this is it.
Stanley Kubrick and Wilder. I will have to say it was close. Adam and Gwen chose Wilder. Chose Kubrick.
Boo.
No!
Yes, Kubrick goes around.
I'm on the fence. You guys can talk me out.
Is it still recording?
No. How is it even a question? Kubrick made better movies.
No, Wilder
this is
had
so
many great movies. I'm on the fence. You guys
the apartment is one best picture, best director.
I can,
director,
I can change my mind at any
hold
minute.
On, hold
arguments.
On, hold on.
I picked him, and I would give Wilder as much love and respect.
Double Indemnity defined film noir.
Yep.
Sunset I want to hear Boulevard. You two talk about Wilder.
I'm just gonna.
So I might change my mind.
Sunset Tony, Boulevard, Double Indemnity.
I'm close too.
Some Like It Hot, The Apartment. He's made nothing but good movies.
And Kubrick hasn't made good movies.
Kubrick is a very polarizing director,
yeah.
though. Like you, I personally cannot stand Kubrick. And so it's a very. For me,
I like.
Like
I look
shut. Back and I look at all the movies that I love. In comparison to those two directors, it's always going to be Wilder.
Yeah.
Because his are movies that stay. I mean, these are movies made 50, 60, 70 years ago that we're still talking about.
Still
I don't
talk
feel
about
like
Kubrick's
we're going to be
from
talking
the
about.
From the 40s and 50s. We still talk about Fear and Desire and A Killer's Kiss and The Killing.
The Killing. Oh my God, The Killing. That was like the original.
But
like,
did he direct that or did he
yeah,
direct
yes,
it?
Yes,
he
directed
that.
It.
I do like The Killing.
I've got
Spartacus.
That. I've got that on fucking
yeah.
Blu-ray.
I also like Spartacus, but he didn't write. He didn't direct it.
Yeah,
he directed.
Did.
That is
he
Kubrick.
Oh, he
film.
Was the secret director of it.
No, he was the real director.
No,
he just
directed.
Didn't want his name on it because they he didn't get his full.
The Apartment's
on. Like
Hot.
I mean, the apartment is the argument
oh,
because
yeah,
it's
the Apartment is really
double,
good.
Double Indemnity,
Shining, but
Double Indemnity.
Shining's really good.
Barry, Barry Lyndon,
Sunset Boulevard,
Barry Lyndon.
I might be switching.
See, my
Lolita. How can you switch? There's no way.
This is
come on,
like
come over to the apartment side.
Come
over to the wilder side.
He also did Lolita, Kubrick.
Lolita? Clockwork Orange.
Eyes Wide Shut.
The Shining.
I hate Eyes
Wide
Shut.
I do love Clockwork Orange. Like
so tough, because, yeah, they both have.
Fear
Stalag 17.
The war one with.
That's a good movie.
Kirk.
Stalag 17 is a good movie.
Very good movie.
Oh, Apocalypse Now?
No, shit. There was the other one with Kirk.
You don't even
Douglas.
Know. You don't even
don't
know.
Think my,
oh,
it's a
Pass of Glory, yes.
Pass of Glory.
That's a fucking heart-wrenching film. Kubrick.
Man,
it's Kubrick all the way.
I know, I wouldn't say that, but...
Witness to the Prosecution?
For if
this
we're talking
so
about directors, nobody's come to
come
directing a movie
small,
as
Sabrina,
perfect
the original
as
Sabrina?
Kubrick.
Ace in the Hole with Kirk Douglas?
The Apartment
edited.
Wasn't fully directed.
He,
it won every award, though.
This was the one that hurt me the most. I know everyone else was, but yeah, this is...
The Apartment won Best Film, Best Director, Best Screenplay.
And it fucking holds up.
There's only
yeah.
seven
Day.
Films that have done that.
So does
I'm damn near
so
switching. I can't argue against Billy Wilder. I mean, when I look at Billy Wilder, it's like...
Break Brian's heart.
I mean, it's...
It's hard, because I'm at the same point. I'm like right on the edge, but... I went with my gut said Kubrick.
It's Kubrick.
Why?
All the way.
Why?
There's no movie that looks like his.
He hasn't even watched a Kubrick movie ever.
Shining.
I'm serious.
That's
Shining, Eyes Wide Shut. I've seen
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
I haven't seen all the way through.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
There's this part in that movie where it just shifts and it's like a completely different.
Yeah, it's not only that. The performances he gets out of his actors, the camera movements, the genres he goes, the time periods. He does it all.
Billy's got one infamous scene, the when you know what the thing.
So Doctor Strangelove is one of the best comedies.
Kubrick
ever made.
Has like 35
Doctor
images.
Doctor Strangelove, one of the best endings to a movie. Oh,
this is ridiculous.
It's
come
not.
On.
It's cool. It's no. I mean, I like Wilder a lot, but
is there anyone like Kubrick?
You guys hate Billy Wilder.
No, I don't hate Billy Wilder. If he was paired up with somebody else, but since this is the Elite Eight, he got paired up with Kubrick. And Kubrick beats that.
I don't think he does, but that's just my.
Well, we won. Not enough.
Wild. Well, he can change his mind. You can change your mind.
You haven't changed your mind, have you?
Have you changed your mind?
No, I don't.
Come on.
I'm not good.
It's definitely Kubrick all the fucking way.
I can't see going to the next round without Stanley Kubrick. That's the way I put it.
That's how I felt about Billy.
Why? Is it because he's the picture in the bracket? Is that why?
He's the picture of the bracket
I just
for
picked,
a reason.
I picked
though.
Somebody with a camera in his face, and that's why we have it there.
But it is
It is it's, a good it's point. Tough.
But I'm sticking with Wilder.
I'm Kubrick all the way. There's movies compared to Billy Wilder's.
I think he's just got like
not
a few
Gene
more
Wilder's,
great
Billy
films
Wilder's.
Compared to Wilder.
Kubrick,
or apartments
you watch
up there,
movie,
but
a Kubrick film, you could pause any portion of a Kubrick film and frame it on a wall.
There's okay.
It's that.
He was so young when he died, too.
Who?
57?
And think about all the, like, if he'd been able to do AI.
Or
like,
Napoleon.
Yeah.
Or the Aryan Papers.
I don't, Wilder retired and
right.
left the industry.
He might have done Schindler's
He retired List. Because
he might have done Schindler's List. And it, I mean, he had people, his family, almost.
He didn't make anything else.
Both
he already
his
made so many good movies.
I mean, he had people dying.
That's why he retires.
So.
You retire because
yes, Spielberg ruined AI for me.
The best thing
yeah,
ever.
You're done. You don't have to do
yeah.
it anymore. Kubrick was making the last movie he made fucking Eyes Wide Shut.
It was awesome.
Awesome.
Not it
good.
Was such a
not
good movie. How?
Not
it,
good.
Have you seen it recently?
No, I have not.
Watch it. It is an amazing movie on relationships and trust.
I just,
it's so
I don't
good.
Like Nicole Kidman.
I hate
They're
them.
Amazing
I
in that.
I don't like Nicole Kidman either.
They're amazing in that.
Don't you dare switch.
Switch!
Oh,
Wilder!
I'm just
breaking
their
hearts.
A logical argument. Kubrick is the better director. Not Wilder.
Come on.
Even though Wilder is an amazing director, Kubrick's better in every way.
When you think of film, you think of Stanley Kubrick.
No,
of
Billy Wilder.
No.
I think of Billy Wilder.
What?
I don't believe you.
You're arguing.
That's okay. I think of Spielberg.
Opposite.
I think of
I'm
Paul
not
West
fine
Anderson.
With Spielberg. I just
Kubrick or Spielberg.
So
and
that's
are you
so tough.
5 seconds.
Why,
is it Wilder or Kubrick?
Yep. It's all you.
Why do you like Kubrick? And which movies of his has you have actually seen?
See, don't bully him. Just let him tell
yeah.
his love.
I don't know which movies you've seen of his.
How many of
2001 Space Odyssey? I was like Shut.
You've seen two.
Shining.
Clockwork
Orange. Right there alone.
Clockwork Orange.
Have you?
Yes.
What happens to that
movie? It's like sibling rivalry right
because
here.
Because of this, you should just pick Kubrick.
What happens in this movie?
I'm staying with Kubrick now.
Damn right, you bullier.
It's Kubrick moving on. It's Kubrick moving on.
I was like, okay, which Billy Wilder movies have I seen and which ones have I, what are Kubrick movies I've seen?
You've seen every Kubrick movie.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
I've never seen Barry Lyndon.
It's one of the best shot movies. He won best cinematography and I think director for that. It's it's amazingly shot.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're crushing Adam's dreams.
I lost.
That's okay, cool. Adam. You and I can take this one.
Heartbroken.
I'm going to go watch some Billy Wilder movies right now.
You know what's happening right now?
It's an apartment watching party. It's Cooper.
Sydney and Billy
you.
Are retired.
I'm done with this. All right, so that is our Elite Eight. It is Danny Boyle, Ridley Scott, Steven Spielberg, David Fincher, Mel Brooks, John Carpenter, John Hughes, and Stanley Kubrick have all made it to our Elite Eight, which next time will be our Final Four. It's going to be between Kubrick and Hughes, Carpenter and Brooks, Fincher and Spielberg, and Scott and Boyle.
Oh, fuck.
If you make Boyle go
If I make him, like I'm the only one.
So please play along with us. We'll have the bracket posted online. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, if you're mad at our picks, let us know.
Yeah, whatever.